Another way kids can learn about the environment is to experience it directly through volunteering. That's how Aisha Hughes discovered the great outdoors and, to her surprise, liked it. Hughes led work crews in the Urban Eco-Stewards program when she was an Allegheny Front intern and City Charter High School student in Pittsburgh. Volunteers adopt sections of public parks to pull out invasive plants. Here are her reflections about that experience.
When I initially joined Urban Eco-Stewards, it was just to get out of class. It wasn't until our first visit to our site, the Panther Hollow Watershed, that my feelings really began to change. Our first crew outing was in February, so as you can imagine, the weather was pretty bad. But we still decided to take our monthly trip. While there, we girdled invasive Norway maples on the snowy hills surrounding the Panther Hollow Lake. Girdling, or ring barking, is when strips of bark are removed from trees using small gun-shaped tools with edges that shave away or girdle the bark. We did this to kill off the invasive Norway maples and to make room for native plants. I really like girdling with the Eco Stewards, but even this didn't make me see the importance of helping the environment. What really helped me was just taking out time to actually look at all the things the park had to offer. One of the things Eco Stewards do in just about every trip is journaling. Crew members scatter around their site to write not only about the day's activities, but also to reflect on their personal feelings of simply being in the park. Taking this time to really stop and take in the beauty of the park helped to change my perspective about environmental sustainability. I had been to the park a lot of times when I was younger, but like most kids my age, I would rather be indoors spending time on the computer, at the mall, reading, sleeping, or watching TV. Looking back now, this is why many of my fellow crew members and I just couldn't get the importance of helping to improve the environment. In our cultural literacy class, we are learning about the famous Taoist philosopher Lao Tzu. One of Lao Tzu's most famous quotes is, "A well frog cannot conceive of the ocean." This basically means that a frog that spends all of its life in a hole could never truly grasp the concept of an ocean that it has never seen. In many ways, we eco-stewards were kind of like the well frogs from Lao Tzu's quote. Many of us hadn't been to the park or any green areas around the city for years, so the importance of keeping them around for future generations wasn't important to us. It wasn't until we actually experienced and saw the beauty of the park with our own eyes that we were able to understand its significance. I was able to realize that green spaces, which aren't that common in urban areas, are very important to sustain. Being an eco-steward gives me the chance to give back to my community and help sustain the city's green areas for future generations, which is why I enjoy doing it so much.
That was former Allegheny Front intern Aisha Hughes in an essay she wrote a few years ago. She's about to graduate from the University of Pittsburgh with a major in Africana Studies. She says she wants to help young people become great global citizens. And to do that, they'll need to know how to enjoy and protect the environment.